Okay, Barnes for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire muckraker, conservative political activist. And this podcast, we are here tonight with Robert and Sherry Finch, and they are going to update us on their dealings with the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services and the New Hampshire Department of Justice. The state is claiming that their septic system is in failure. To date, the Finches still have not received hard evidence of that failure. And we're going to do a recap tonight with Bob and Sherry. And we're going to start where we left off at their last court order in their April 2023 hearing. So, Bob, do you want to go through? There was four action items from that last order from the court. Do you want to go through them one by one and sort of update on what happened with each of those items?
Certainly, I can do that.
All right, great.
Item number one from the previous court order from our hearing was the judge saying that he was going to stay the contempt charges that were pending against us at that time. Currently, we believe that they are still on stay.
Okay.
Item number two was that the DOJ could verify our income as we submitted it to the court, and the order came back. The order that we're talking about, they granted that to verify our income in a reasonable fashion. That particular one, we answered a little bit better on some of the questions. However, the state has demanded a deep dive into our finances from 10 years ago, demanding all checks, all checkbook registers, copies of canceled checks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to verify our income. How that's reasonable, I don't know, but there it is.
So they're saying what you provided to them was not enough or what they were looking for, but you're stating that and you're claiming that you've given them what you have. You don't have checks from 10 years ago. You gave them a copy of the tax returns that you filed that you are in possession of.
Correct.
So for them to seek something that you don't have possession of is not reasonable. So in your view, would you argue that you fulfilled that number two?
I would, in light of the reasonable part of that statement.
Right, and that's, well, that's what...
What the state asked for was by far and away more than what I had to provide to buy this house in the first place.
Right, and the judge last time, who subsequently has been swapped out, but we'll get into that later, specifically in the order stated financial information reasonably sought. So he put that word in there for a reason. And so what happened was the state got that, you complied, and they didn't like it. And they then filed, I believe in the beginning of June 6th or something, they filed a motion to compel the court to give them the results that they wanted. Does that sound about right?
Yes. However, before we get to that, do you want to finish the other two items on?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, so number three, sorry.
No, that's fine. Number three was for us to allow a state-sponsored, state-paid-for designer to come out here, examine the property, and provide a design, which we complied with. There was some contention over the state of the property that they when they left, and we can cover that in more in detail if you like. And no, pardon me, I'm sorry. Number three was that we had a designer to coming out on our request to provide an estimate, and we were to supply that estimate if it was provided to us to the DOJ. The designer that we had out declined the job and refused to give us an estimate. Item number four was to us to allow the state designer to come out, and that's what we did comply with that one. They eventually got somebody out here, and
that was just a couple weeks ago, right?
Yes.
And that was what was the company? Ange Septic Services or something out of Goffstown?
Yes, St. Ange.
Oh, St. Ange, yes. Okay. Just real quick, back to number three, just to verify for our listeners. So by April 24th, which this part of the order was complied with, the Finches must email Attorney Lucas, that's DES lawyer, and report on whether they were able to obtain an estimate or bringing the Finches septic system into compliance from a licensed engineer. So they were not able to obtain an estimate, so they did comply by letting Attorney Lucas know that. I just wanted to clarify that. So it wasn't settled. The issue wasn't settled.
You know, we paid for it.
Right.
He examined the property and decided that the complications on all of this were way too great and declined the job and declined to give us an estimate.
But
we did communicate that to the DOJ within the time frame.
Right. So you comply with that. Okay. So now, just a couple weeks ago, the state sent St. Ange out. What did they do?
They dug up all around our house in order to examine the underground systems, examine the soil conditions, all the usual stuff that goes along with that kind of a project. However, the methodology was rather brutal, and you know, they actually potentially have caused a great deal of damage to this property, and that's the state it remains in right now because we can't do anything with it.
Yeah, physically and financially, you're unable to have that property attended to right now.
Correct.
Well, that's so. You know, you have a hearing coming up, so, you know, that might be, you know this already, that's probably going to be the time where you can let the judge know that, because I'm willing to bet you the state's not going to tell them that the designer came out and left your property in a complete disarray. That's unfortunate. So,
they're probably not. As a matter of fact, we were told that there was a certain timeline on the production of that design, and as of this date, we have not seen or heard any indication that the design is even ready.
Okay, so it's been about 2 weeks. So that's So I guess I don't know. I guess you'll probably have to reach out to them and push them. That's crazy. You'd think that a design company would get the estimate out as soon as possible, but.
Well, I'm not real sure that the design company is authorized to do that. They were sponsored by the state to come out here and do this. So I can reach out to them and we probably will, but whether they'll answer or not, I don't know.
So you don't know the status of any of that. The only thing that resulted, as far as you know, from them coming out is that they destroyed the property.
Oh, indeed.
Okay. So that's the order. That's where we left off. The four items that, you know, you feel, wholeheartedly feel, the both of you, that you've fulfilled these items. You've done what the judge at the last hearing ordered.
To the best of our ability, yes.
To the best of your ability. That's all anyone can do. Anything above that is not reasonable. And so when number two, let's go back to that one. So we already talked about how you submitted your tax returns, your expenses. Can you just go into a quick summary of like the type of information you submitted?
I provided written electronic copies of all of our current assets.
Okay.
You know, checking accounts, savings accounts, et cetera, et cetera. Estimates on what the house is appraised at.
Okay.
Tax records, property tax records, income tax records.
Bank statements.
Social Security documents, state evading our income.
Okay.
And also copies of all of our liabilities.
Right. And you also gave them bank,
unsecured.
Your bank statement information too, right?
I beg your pardon?
Did you give them bank information?
Yes.
Okay. So you gave them that pretty quickly. You submitted that to them after the hearing, if I remember well.
Well, sure. The most of that stuff we either had copies of.
Right.
You know, recent bills for debt secured and unsecured, copies of our mortgage statement, bank statements are available online.
Okay.
Tax records, we had copies of it. Income tax and of course property taxes, we have copies of those documents. Most of that stuff was electronically transmitted within, you know, what I would consider to be a reasonable amount of time. Now,
right.
Of course, when you start talking about going back and getting 10 years worth of canceled checks,
well, that's not reasonable.
Or 3 years worth of billing statements from credit card companies and whatnot, that all comes with a fee.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like that's not reasonable. You already,
asking us to spend money that we don't have to begin with anyway.
Which is one of the main reasons why the previous judge ordered the motion for contempt to be stayed, because he looked at those financial records that you had already provided and determined that. So what happened was after that, so you gave them your information. Then on June 6th, they come back with a motion to compel you to give them information that you still don't have possession of or is reasonable. And was there something in that motion to compel where they were stating that you owned assets that in actuality weren't yours?
Yes. What they actually did with that one is there were some 70-some-odd pages worth of attachments to that motion with all of the information that we had provided and with a whole series of photographs that had been taken by the state previous during the course of discovery and all of this. They published all of that. They attached all of that to this motion and submitted it to the court in an unsealed state.
So they did not file a motion to seal the personal and financial information?
Correct.
And you did not really even realize they did not redact the information until you saw from them on July 18th, a motion to seal the personal and financial information that they had already published on June 6th.
Correct.
Which is...
We learned after the fact that due to the motion to seal, that they had, quote, inadvertently, end quote, published our unsealed information and... that turns out to be a violation of the Superior Court Rules 13B.
Right, which states right here, if a party knowingly... Now, they're arguing that they did not know. But let's just say, if a party knowingly publicly files documents that contain or disclose confidential information in violation of these rules, the court may, upon its own motion or that of any other party or affected person, which would be you, impose sanctions against the filing party. So if they're saying that they did not know, then that just goes to show you the level of incompetence, because that would mean that both Attorney Lucas and the Attorney General John Formella did not bother to read the complete motion before they filed it. Right?
Apparently not.
That's what you file a motion with all these appendices or attachments. You read it before you file it.
One would hope, yes.
Well, if they read it, they would have known the information wasn't redacted in any shape or form. So after figuring all that out, the two of you then filed a motion to dismiss based on the 13B violation.
Correct. In lieu of sanctions against the state.
Right. And that was your requesting of the court, that they grant the motion to dismiss in lieu of imposing any sanctions. Listen, we don't want anything from you. Just leave us alone, which is pretty much the way you stood the whole time. You're not asking for, you know, but now, you know, it seems like the longer this goes on, the more it's costing you getting bank records, financial information, having them come and dig up your yard and destroy it. You know, so ideally I would, if I was a judge or a court, I would say, you know, these guys, we already determined that they don't have the financial ability to pay for a new septic system. We still haven't provided them the evidence of the failure. So maybe we should give them back something. That would be the commonsensical thing to do, but you're not even asking for that. You're just asking for a motion to dismiss to end this madness. Then what happened after that? You received an objection?
Yes, after we filed a motion to dismiss, the state DOJ filed an objection to that motion, citing that, well, you know, it was inadvertent, we didn't realize it, yada, 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 oops, our bad. And shortly after that, we filed an objection to the objection, saying,
right,
how could they not know?
Exactly.
That they were violating 13B.
Right. These are the rules that they create and they're supposed to live by.
Yeah.
So you filed the objection.
Given the relatively low number, 13, that seems to be, from what I've been forced to learn as far as dealing with this, the lower the number, the more important it is.
Yes, because that's why it's written first. That's why if you look at the state constitution, Article 1, all government is founded in consent. All these rules and all these statutes.
The lower the number, the more important.
Right. Number one, most important. Same thing. So this is the status of this. So you filed an objection to their objection based on what you just stated. And what happened after that? What was the next notification you got?
I don't have the date jotted down here. However, just recently, we received a notice of a hearing to show cause.
Yes. Okay, yes. And I think I can give you the date on that. Show cause hearing, that was dated August 10th. And you have a show cause hearing, 300 Chestnut Street, Manchester, New Hampshire, Courtroom 2, Hillsborough Superior North, on September 1st for show cause. So if we go to statutory law at nh.gov and look up the statute they're referencing, 536A:5, if the defendant fails to appear at the preliminary hearing, a writ of replevin shall issue. Okay, so what is a writ of replevin? We determined just a little while ago that means that the judge could possibly make a judgment stating that you are not entitled to the possession, use, or disposition of your own property that you own, you pay taxes on.
Yes.
So you're going to appear, so we don't have to worry about that part. You're going to the hearing. But in this chapter 536A, upon the hearing on the order to show cause, the court shall consider the showing made by the parties appearing. So you show up, DES is going to show up, and shall make a preliminary determination which party with reasonable probability is entitled to possession, use, and disposition of the property. So you could potentially be facing a hearing on September 1st, where the judge unconstitutionally could rule that you're not entitled to the possession or use of your property.
Yes.
So this is where we are right now.
Well, there's one more item.
Okay.
Later on that same day, we also received a notification that the judge had denied our motion to dismiss.
And this is when you realized that you now had a new judge put on the
we
case.
We discovered at that point that apparently, because of course we never received any notification of any change, we discovered that the name that was denying our motion to dismiss was a different name than the judge we had been dealing with all along.
Which that is odd. Well, actually, it's not odd. I've seen it a lot happen in the state, but it's concerning, I guess is a better word.
Well, it was very concerning to us.
Yes. So now we're at the point where, you know, you have to determine what are your arguments going to be when you go to the hearing on the 1st. And we have to wait and see. You know, I will be there to support you. And we just have to remember that the state government cannot come in and take your property. I don't have the article right now, but that is an exact article in our state constitution. Their argument's going to be that you're polluting Lineborough or whatever they're claiming, but their claims have been not based by any factual evidence. If there was factual evidence, they would easily be able to give you the support that you've been asking for it this whole time. So something strange is going on. In my view, and I've stated it 1,000 times, you're being targeted for some reason. A retired Vietnam veteran and a retired New Hampshire firefighter, EMT, and even animal control officer. They're targeting you in your retirement years for some reason. We need to get to the bottom of it. We need to let the public know what's happening and share this information. Hopefully they can come support you on September 1st. I will be there. And is there anything else you want to add?
No, I think we pretty much brought the listening public up to date as to where we are, other than to, iterate our concern over how... With nothing more than an opinion,
right,
by a state official, town official, that a thing like this has now put us in the possibility or in the crosshairs as far as to potentially lose our home that we've lived in and paid taxes on.
And both of you have served your country, have served your community, and this is how you're getting. This is what they're doing. Yeah. So this is unfortunate, and people need to know what's happening and keep you in their thoughts, because if the Department of Justice in New Hampshire can do this to you, that means they can do it to anyone. And we already see this happening. We see it happening at the federal level, but what people aren't aware is that it's happening right here in this state. And we need...
Well, one other thing I'd like to add to that is that, you know, as you've iterated several times, they have not, as of yet, produced any hard evidence.
Right.
Pointing directly to us.
And that's using their definition.
They have an opinion. However, in light of that, we've actually had this septic system inspected 4 times out of pocket, and it passes every time.
Right.
So it's like, okay, where are we going to go from here?
And it's concerning that you have not gotten that estimate from the people that the state sent out.
No design, no estimate, Nothing.
So,
I know you're probably... spring this on us at some future point.
Well, now that you know you have the hearing, what I'm thinking is, are they going to spring this on you like the hearing's on a Friday? Are they going to give you the estimate a day before? Or are you not going to see it until DES gives it to the judge that day?
That's what I suspect.
Because,
yes.
We've seen that. I've seen this happen 1,000 times before. When they don't want, they want to throw you off. And they know by number two or number three, they know by number three of the original order that you have not received an estimate. You weren't able to get your own estimate.
No.
So this, everything that they give to the judge is going to be based on their guy.
Right. And the number three that you just brought up, this is not the first time this has happened to us. We've had others in the past, for years already, we've had other designers out here, and the end result is almost